This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
The makeup industry is full of secrets, overpriced products, misleading marketing, and trends that sometimes make no sense. Today, I'm sitting down with one of the hottest makeup artists in London, Anushka Bloom, to expose what really goes on behind the scenes, from celebrity clients to the biggest beauty lies you've been sold. Hi. Welcome. Hi,
thank you.
So I haven't seen you, well, I've seen you, you did my makeup last year. You've just become a mummy, but I know you because when I was at Tom Ford.
We sit behind each other.
We sat behind each other and you were—
And I loved you.
A PR assistant at La Mer.
Yes.
Packing bags, doing huge influencer sendouts. Mm. And now you're a makeup artist.
I know. Oh my God, actually, when I think about that, that whole like 360, sometimes you have to like take a moment and be like, wow.
Yeah.
That was me and
almost
you.
Almost 10 years ago.
Yes.
Look how young we look.
We're so young.
So yeah, what happened? What was the change from actually working brand to become a makeup artist?
My journey was a bit different. So ever since I was a little girl, I was absolutely obsessed with makeup. And that's quite cliche to say, but even in my father of the bride's wedding speech, he said when I was 10 years old, every other child my age wanted Barbies or toys. And I used to say, please can we leave the toy shop and go to the Lancome beauty, the beauty counter. Because I used to collect Lancome juicy tubes.
Oh, that's
so I was 10 years old and I was already obsessed with makeup. Anyway, it was inevitable that I was going to go into the beauty industry. I always thought I would love to be a makeup artist. And I always like used to look at makeup artists and think, I would love to do that. But I just didn't, like, my journey wasn't very straight there.
Yeah.
So when I left uni, I got a job at Estee Lauder, which is where we met. Speaking of uni, I used to spend all my money on Tom Ford makeup to the point of if it was to eat or wear Traceless Matte Foundation, I would choose to wear Traceless Matte Foundation.
Starved.
Yeah, but I had nice skin. So I've always been obsessed with makeup. Okay. So I started in beauty and I realised that the part of my job that didn't feel like work at all was working with these amazing makeup artists where I would write the briefs and come up with the look when we were to launch a new product. Mm-hmm. So let's say it was Clinique or it was Shiseido and we're launching a lipstick or an eyeshadow palette. Mm-hmm. I would identify the makeup artist that would launch that into the market and then we would come up with the looks. And I thought, I already have her size kit at home.
Right.
I was like, I already write these briefs. It didn't feel like work. It felt very like... it was a hobby. Mm. And I always thought to myself, I need to do what she's doing. Yeah. Like, I need to be on the other side of this. Okay. And once I made my mind up about something, I trained in makeup and then I was already doing my like friends and family every single
all
weekend.
The time. Yeah.
So I'd practice. And all of a sudden I was super booked on the weekends, like back to back. And I said, I need to leave my PR job because it's getting too busy. And now here we are and I'm full-time makeup artist.
All the clients.
Yes.
So with that, I want to delve into some real questions
about
makeup artistry because I have no clue. Like I have absolutely no, I work brand, but in terms of your side, clueless. For the mums out there first, though,
Okay. Because
you've just become a mummy, especially for the first timers, can you give us one quick makeup tip just to make them feel better and put together just in the morning after they're absolutely exhausted, baby's not sleeping, etc.?
Yes.
Because you're always put together.
You need to do the groundwork on finding what products you easily reach for first. Like, it's not just what you see on Instagram because that might not actually work for you. For me, it's correct, conceal, and bronze. Okay. If you do those three steps, you're going to be the prettiest mum in baby class.
Okay, okay, okay. So is it correct?
So correct. So you need your corrector, and it's so quick because you do your corrector, which gets rid of the blue under your eyes. Obviously, we're all exhausted. Yeah. So you'd correct, and you'd use a liquid corrector on this, on the inner part of your eye, swipe. Then on the outer part of your eye, you'd use your normal concealer. Mm-hmm. And then you'd get your cream bronzer stick. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like to use actually like a palette, but if you're, it's quicker to use a stick.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's your... When you use a palette, it's like a makeup artist thing, but when you've got your own stick, you can use it on your face.
Yeah.
But you would literally draw where you want to brighten, add where you want to bronze and add dimension. So on the forehead, on the cheekbones, across your eyes and down your nose. So you've got the swipes here of the correcting concealer, yeah. You've got the bronzer here, and then you're going to take a brush and you're going to blend everything out. And then you can't forget to set your under eyes with a bit of loose powder, otherwise it will move.
Okay. But apart from that, you're good to go. Okay, you'll look awake.
You'll look awake.
Okay. What is the one thing clients do that drive you crazy?
I'm going to say two things. The first thing is when someone's had LVL on their lashes and they want individual lashes, it's impossible.
Okay.
Someone needs to come up with a solution.
Okay.
Because, I mean, some makeup artists will say, I'm not even going to try, it's too hard. When you've had a lash curl, you can't get the lash inside.
Okay.
So that's really annoying, yeah. And it makes me sweat. But my biggest pet peeve has to be when people show me, people say, I want supernatural makeup, basically no base. I don't even wear base makeup. And then they'll show me a photo from Pinterest of someone who's got the world's most makeup on.
Yeah.
So I think there's just like a lack of understanding on no makeup. It's a natural makeup. I think they mean neutral makeup. Okay. I mean neutral makeup, okay. Not natural makeup.
Gotcha. So we all want to look perfect on our in our photos. What is the one product to really make your photos look flawless without a filter?
I want to say there's three products at the moment.
You are cheating at all these questions.
I know, I'm
but
so
give
sorry.
Me three.
I am cheating. Give
me
is
three.
It okay to give you three?
Yeah, give me three.
I'm sorry. Okay, so I think there is hype about it since they launched Into Space NK, but not enough hype. And I speak about it all the time. I don't do one single makeup without it, but Vive Supernova Glow. Did I tell you about this?
No.
They've also launched it in a jar as well, so it like sits really pretty on your dressing table.
Not
as well.
Paid, not sponsored.
No.
Okay, go on.
It's basically, it's like an extension of your skincare, but it's got this like golden pearl, like golden, very subtle, like a sheen of gold inside. And it's like, it's the texture of like a cross between a moisturizer and a serum. And it suits every skin type. Mm. And even if you've got really good skin, like some of the models that I do who have like perfect skin, and my sister, for example, she has perfect skin, like juicy. Just that on its own can look amazing with concealer.
Adding to cart.
But under foundation, it's just this like really, it just makes your skin look so plump and juicy. It's so nice.
Okay.
And then Givenchy Loose Powder.
Really?
It's like the perfect amount of colour and light. And it blurs, it illuminates, it's like super thin. So if you've got more mature skin, it really works. It's just a really good powder for photos.
Mm-hmm.
And then a new product that actually I've been using for a year, got it in New York. And then I saw that Nikki Makeup was using it and I was like, confirmed. I was like, confirmed. It's
yeah,
one of
it's
the best.
Good, yeah.
The Westman Atelier Super Loaded Highlighter.
Okay.
It's got like a bit of, I can't remember, like a bit of coverage. I've actually got it in my bag.
We'll bring it out in the end.
I've got it in my back. It's got like a pearly finish. I've actually got it on now, just a little bit though, I was in a massive rush. It's like got a bit of coverage. It's like pearly, it reflects the light. And anytime you see it on someone's cheekbone, you're like, it just looks so good.
Permanent makeup. What are your thoughts on lip blushing and like eyebrow blading? Eyebrow blading, it had a moment like a few years ago, but now I think people are moving away from it.
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
I've seen people who wake up and they have, you know, a winged line already on their eyes. There's like a bit unnatural about having a winged line when you wake up. Like that's a bit too far.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But so I feel like, yeah, it's a tricky one. Like I feel like microblading can look really good, but it does fade and does go grey. So it's tricky.
Yeah, there's a cost to it. Well,
there's a cost to it.
Long-term
cost
to it. Okay. We've seen influencers raving about certain products. How much of that is actually real, do you think? How much of it is it paid hype? Are there any products that you've seen like via Instagram and you've just been really disappointed and thought, well, they've just been gifted that and it's actually not great?
Yeah, so I've been on both sides. So my job, like as time progressed in my career, was to work with influencers, and I've worked with massive brands with massive budgets that have the power to make a product go viral through influencers.
Yeah.
and ads with their own money.
I see. I remember you packing the bags.
Yeah, exactly. So I think in order, if you really want to trust an influencer's opinion, it's not the ad. Forget the ad. That's, would you, you know, if someone's been given £10,000 to speak about an okay beauty product, who's going to say no to that? Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah. But if it's the weekly videos, because beauty influencers do organic miscellaneous makeup videos when they're getting ready for recommendations. So it's looking for those products that they keep picking up week in, week again, out in again. Those organic videos. And if you see like, okay, I've seen her pick up that concealer now like four times. Mm. That's the concealer she's using, not the one in the ad the week before. So it's looking at those organic getting ready
inclusions,
videos.
The get ready with me. Really believe. Yeah, exactly.
But the product, so everyone was like, oh, I don't want to like trash a product, but the e.l.f. E-L-F.
Yeah.
They were like, it's exactly like the Charlotte Tilbury one. And like all the influencers were speaking about it.
I tried that and it broke me out, actually.
Yeah.
And I had such high hopes.
Yeah. And also,
it was a flawless filter dupe.
And like, I just, in my, and like the dark one was like far too dark. Whereas like, it's just, that just wasn't, that was one that was.
And like, in speaking of drugstore versus high end, what is a drugstore makeup item that actually performs better than an expensive one?
I would say that it's quite tricky. I don't have too many.
I know you like your Luxe things.
I like my Luxe kit. My kit is very Luxe.
And you invest.
I invest. Yeah. But there is a L'Oreal mascara that is very similar, if not, it's actually better than the Lancome Taint Idol mascara.
Oh, okay.
It has exactly the same brush, and I find it actually lengthens and creates volume.
What is the secret to looking expensive? What is the secret to expensive looking makeup?
I think if someone finds their perfect shade of brown for their complexion, the perfect shade of bronze, it's usually one shade darker than your natural skin tone, and your perfect shade of blush, and it's used all over the face, that makes you double take and you're not sure. Someone doesn't have too much makeup on, but it's when all the, and it complements that person's skin tone, eye colour and hair colour. That's when you look at someone and you think, she's not got too much makeup on, but she looks so
natural and put together.
Put together and expensive. Yeah. And it's because the brown and the blush is, it's like monochromatic on the face.
Gotcha.
And it just looks really put together.
I never even thought to make sure the blush and the bronze.
We'll do another makeup lesson.
What the worst makeup advice you've ever heard?
I think when people say you can't, it's not the worst, but it's like not, it's not true. When people say you can't put creams on top of powders. So that's like especially when you're doing, you'll see it all over Instagram, like you need to set your face with powder and you can't use cream on top. You can't use liquid on top of powder. That's when it starts to go a bit funny. Mm. But with cream, if you use cream blush on top or a cream highlighter on top of a powder, actually builds the intensity and it makes the colour pay off better.
Is that the whole Patrick Tarr thing?
Yes, exactly, okay.
Because that's what I was following.
Yes, I'm obsessed with his blushes.
So for our audience, just to explain, who aren't in the industry. So yeah, what does Patrick Tarr do?
Sorry, Patrick Tarr is one of the best makeup artists ever. I've met him a few times as well. Oh, I love him. It's amazing. And he has a beautiful brand called Patrick Tarr Beauty, and he has these amazing blushes that come with a cream and a powder. And when you're taught to do makeup, you're always told you put the cream on first. And then you set it with the powder. Mm. But actually, it's better to
do the reverse.
Yeah, you get better colour payoff.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the best makeup advice to anyone listening that you could give them? You've given us a lot, to be honest, so far.
I think that I have two. Well, I think the brows really shape the face. I'm sorry.
No, we love it.
The brows really shape the face, and people will, I've seen, because when I do a makeup lesson, I'll say, okay, show me how you do your eyebrow. Mm. And the eyebrows shape the face, and if you get the eyebrow too strong or too harsh, the rest of the face is, I don't know about you, but if you've had your makeup done, and they've done your eyebrows too strong, and you think, and then the makeup's good, but I can't stop looking at my eyebrows.
Yeah.
So I feel like brush your eyebrows up. Some people don't like brushed up eyebrows, but brushed up eyebrows for me lift the face. Okay. Even if it's like a neat version of lifting up the eyebrows. Mm. Then you can see where the gaps are, and then your eyebrow pencil should be a shade lighter than your actual eyebrow, otherwise it still looks too harsh. Just a tiny bit lighter. Yes, and then start at the bottom. Never start at the top of the eyebrow. Start at the bottom. And you want to get a straight line at the bottom. And then once you've got to the end and you've extended your eyebrow a little bit, then you can, and you've brushed up the product, then see where at the top of the eyebrow needs some extra work. And then use your concealer to map out your eyebrow. You'll have the perfect, like, lifted eyebrow.
Such a great tip.
Okay, or do some people put their blusher on after their concealer. Mm-hmm. But if you put your blusher on and then your concealer, it's just, like, snatches and, like, flushes the face in a really beautiful way, and you marry the concealer and the blusher together, and it's just a really natural flushed look.
Sounds gorgeous. Please do my makeup. Sounds amazing. I should be able to do my own after this. I want to ask you, it's not, you know, I was married 8-9 years ago, and it was still the case then, and I think it's still the case now. Why does bridal and wedding makeup cost like triple the price of just regular glam session? Is it more work? Is it just an industry cash grab? Why?
I love this question, because actually I think it's good to communicate.
Because you've just done a bride. You've just done a bride's makeup.
Yes,
as well.
I did. Okay, first of all, when a bride books you, it's usually like 8 months in advance. Mm-hmm. And you will prioritise that date and lock it in. And it doesn't matter what comes in. You could get an opportunity abroad you could get an amazing opportunity that brings in more money, for example. But if you've committed to a bride 8 months in advance, that's the priority and that's locked in the date. So that's, I feel like and that sounds quite like you wouldn't think of it that way, but actually, people book 8-9, even some, my brides, I have to say, I'm sorry, my diary's not open yet, a year and a half in advance.
Yeah.
But so when you've taken on that client, it doesn't matter if a better job comes in for more money, you've
locked
it
in.
Yeah, it's like you've locked it in. And then normally it's a whole day. Mm-hmm. So because you do with the bride and the bridal party, it's a whole day's work with really long journeys. They're usually in the countryside or they're abroad or they're never nearby.
Yeah.
So it's usually a really, so it's a super early wake up. Like I've woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning once to do a bride. Mm. And it's a full day. So that's another thing. Three, I'm going to say that it's a journey with the bride. It's not like you do their makeup and that's that. You're on this whole journey from the moment they book you. Mm-hmm. They're messaging you all the time. They're emailing, the constant communication with them. You're like their friend.
You want to look your best. Yeah. It's the best day of your life.
Exactly. And then I will do a trial, and it's a few hours because you're making sure that the bride is perfectly happy. You're trying on multiple lip liners, wiping that off. No, this colour looks better on you. Mm. So, and some people have welcome parties and after parties, and they want a different look. So they have multiple trials. So that's all built into it. And then the pressure of making sure that every single detail on the bride's wedding day, not that you wouldn't do that if you're doing someone's makeup, but it's like for the photograph, everything, it does take, I like 2.5 hours with the bride. Yeah. And they go, 2.5 hours, really? And I go, yes. Because they might go away, have a photo, and I'd be like, actually, you need to look up. Okay, I can still see there's a tiny gap between your lashes. Or you need to make sure every detail is so perfect that added pressure comes at a cost as well. And then obviously my kit is creme de la creme.
Oh, so. I mean, you would say that. The makeup versus injectables question. How much of what we think is great makeup is actually tweakments like filler and Botox?
Well, I would say that I think Botox and makeup go hand in hand, because those small, fine, I can't smooth out a wrinkle with makeup, for example. Yeah. But I know Botox also like makes the skin beautifully glowy.
Yeah.
So you can't achieve that. Well, you can, but it will fade.
It's harder. Yeah,
yeah, it will fade. I think Botox and makeup go hand in hand because you've got this like perfect canvas, smooth canvas to work with. And then with all the right products, your skin is like so radiant and so nice. Filler, on the other hand, I've just seen so many, I've just seen so many bad examples of filler.
Scary sometimes.
Yeah.
Stay away from the filler.
Yeah, exactly.
Red carpet. We see celebrities with no makeup on the red carpet, but what's actually on their faces?
I think, well, they know they have a lot of makeup on. Mm. It's just applied in really thin layers, and it's built up. It's built up in the correct way for like longevity and color payoff. But it's applied in super thin layers.
So makeup brushes or blenders?
Sponges.
I
don't love sponges. I only like sponges to make sure that the makeup is all blended into the hairline, because sometimes
with a brush, you can't achieve that, like, you need to, like, dab off the excess, make sure it's all perfect in the hairline. But I don't really use beauty sponges. I use makeup brushes.
What, actually, brand of makeup brushes do you prefer?
The ones that I'm using at the moment are the My Kit Co. times Danessa Myricks collection. Oh, my God. They're really? Amazing. They're, okay. I need more.
Why? Why are they amazing?
They're two makeup artists that are, like, really famous. Okay. And they both have beauty brands. And they've collaborated to, like, it's like a love letter to the makeup industry. I can't explain. It's like,
so they know what they're doing.
They just know what they're doing. Okay. It's that the brushes are like, it's just making the work so much easier. It's okay. Called the Yummy Collection.
The Yummy
not
Collection.
Not an ad, I wish. Okay, not it's an like, ad. Can I have some brushes?
Yeah. Send them to her, please.
Yeah.
Pick one and one only, blush, bronzer or highlighter?
Bronzer, because you can do more things with it. You can lift.
Oh, clever.
You can lift.
Because you can use it for eyeshadow
you
as well.
You create the illusion of eyeshadow on. You can add warmth, you can contour, add dimension, bronzer, 100%. Love that.
If you could only use one makeup brand for the rest of your life, nobody uses one skincare or makeup brand for the rest of their life. We have a whole mix. But if it was just one, which one would you pick?
So that is the hardest question in the entire world. But I think...
You started with Tom Ford.
I've always loved Tom Ford. I love Tom Ford. Honestly, I blame my mum for this. It's so hard because it's like, is it foundation?
I love Charlotte Tilbury.
Yeah.
NARS. Just throwing some brands
out. Do you know what?
There.
But do you know what? Every single product that I've tried from this brand that I'm going to mention, I absolutely love. I've never been gifted from them. I buy it all. It's expensive. Westminster Atelier.
Westminster Atelier, yeah. Actually,
it's really I beautiful. Love their products. Every shade of blush.
Yeah. Petal.
Oh my God, love Petal.
Love Petal.
Chouquette. I don't know if that's how you say it, but love that actually. Every product they do is amazing. So if I had a full collection of their base makeup, their lips, everything, I would...
Westminster Atelier. Okay. Last question.
Okay.
What is in your handbag right now?
Oh, okay.
Let's see it all out.
Okay, so my tip is to always carry a brush like this for your eyebrows. Because when you're taking your coat off, when you take your top off or whatever, your eyebrows move.
Okay.
So I always keep a spoolie, it's attached to my eyebrow pencil, which is Kosas at the moment.
Okay.
But I always keep this because your eyebrows will move and it's just nice to get them back into place. Mm-hmm. It looks more groomed. So it's this. A thin powder. This is Shiseido.
This isn't the Givenchy one you mentioned.
No, this is a finishing powder.
Okay.
This is from Shiseido. I just love it because it is so thin in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice to travel with. It comes with a mirror and a brush, and they have really amazing shades for every skin type. So Shiseido powder.
Okay.
For on the go blurring. Mm-hmm. I use a little brush. This is really good for makeup by Mario. It's double-sided, and it's just like...
That's cute.
It's really good to like brush away excess buildup under the eyes. And obviously it's small.
Okay, being very nosy.
Okay, this is the highlighter I was talking about from Westminster Atelier. It's honestly, this is the super loaded highlighter. Okay, it's a bit, you can see it's been used.
It's been loved.
It is, for the camera, it is the nicest product ever. Sorry, it doesn't look very tidy in there. And then obviously my lip combo, which I take my lip combos very seriously.
Very nice.
So I've currently got my new Kylie Jenner. I'm literally obsessed.
That's what you're wearing now.
I'm wearing this right now. I just discovered it. It's a really lovely nude. It's shade 808 Kylie, and then this Shiseido lipstick in shade Augmented Nude, which is honestly heaven. That's a bit
beautiful.
Of that.
I might need to try that.
That might disappear today. And then, of course, a gloss, obviously.
Is this your go-to?
At the moment, I'm just really enjoying this Fenty.
Is it Fenty?
Yeah, it's Fenty. Yeah. And I just, it's a hybrid between a lipstick and a lip gloss.
Mm-hmm.
And it's shade 2 Lips Kiss. I'm really obsessed with this. So, yeah, and that's all that fits in this tiny handbag. But so the keys and the phone have to go in the pocket because they don't fit in the bag. But at least I've got all this.
Of course they do, exactly. Thank you for letting us be nosy. I've learned so much.
Thank you.
The bronzer, the whole thing.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for coming.
I love seeing you.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload.
too many fabulous things and not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.